RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Impacts to receive 7-year contract extension. Security forces stationed at Cathedral to assure Christmas security. Now, the news in detail. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan confirmed that Inpex Corporation, operator of the Masela Oil Block, will receive a 7-year contract extension. Minister Luhut, during a press conference, said the decision was based upon his meeting with the company in Japan from December 20-21, 2016. The Japanese oil and gas company previously asked for a 10-year contract extension reimbursement in compensation for a 2006-2016 contract moratorium because of the change in the Masela Block development plan from an offshore to onshore scheme. According to Minister Luhut, the decision to grant a 7-year contract extension is the result of a common negotiation. Impacts requested to extend the contract so that the company could enjoy a longer production period, which will likely begin in 2024, though the company's contract will expire in 2028. In addition to requesting the extension of the contract, Impacts also proposed a number of incentives, such as the reimbursement of upstream oil and gas operating costs amounting to $1.2 billion, and an increase in the production capacity of liquefied natural gas, LNG regasification. A total of 116 security forces from the police, military and city administration police have been stationed at Jakarta Cathedral to assure security during Christmas services at the Catholic Church. Central Jakarta Police Spokesman Commissioner Suyatno said on Saturday that the number of personnel may still increase depending on developments in the field. He noted that security forces would be stationed at the church from Saturday to Sunday, when Christmas Mass services are to be held, and the security forces will monitor activities around the cathedral to anticipate any eventualities during Christmas services. The police have also provided metal detectors to check items carried in by those attending Mass. Police have increased security following the arrest of a number of terrorist suspects in Bekasi and Tangerang, located in the vicinity of the capital city Jakarta, in North Sumatra, West Sumatra, and Riau Province. Chief of the Indonesia National Development Planning Agency Bappenas, Bambang Brojonegoro, said not all regional governments in Indonesia are qualified to issue municipal bonds due to their poor fiscal management. He said on Saturday that only regions which have fiscal abilities and proper management of disbursements can issue municipal bonds. If both of them are inadequate, they will make expensive loans and repay them with cheap funds. Bambang added that much of the regional government's funds, which should immediately be disbursed for finance development activities, are being held at regional development banks, BPDs. According to the Deposit Insurance Institution, or LPS, as of October 2016, 60-70% of the regional government's funds are kept at BPDs and the rest in state-owned banks. Bambang noted that municipal bonds may serve as an alternative to development financing, particularly in the infrastructure sector. However, regional governments should use their funds at BPDs, which are normally disbursed in the final quarter of the year. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has requested that Japan build smelters in Indonesia. He said at a press conference on Friday that he asked the Japanese to build a smelter in Sulawesi. They are going to send a team to consider Morowali, central Sulawesi, to become their model. According to Luhut, in the Morowali region, there is a smelter with a very large capacity that was built by China. The smelter processes nickel ore, which is used to produce high-value added products, such as stainless steel. Therefore, Minister Luhut has challenged Japan in order not to be outperformed by China. In his working visit to Japan on December 20-21, Luhut said he met with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and discussed the Indonesian government's plan to end the export of mineral ores. According to Luhut, the ban on export of mineral ores was enacted for the welfare of the Indonesian people through the building of a national processing industry capacity. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin called on Christians to celebrate Christmas in simple ways. According to him, this year's Christmas Day should become a momentum to further improve the quality of living in accordance with the values of their religion. He said on Saturday, December 24, that it is because improving quality of life as religious people is important for the development of a pluralistic nation. Minister Lukman added that Indonesians are known as religious people in all its diversity. He also hoped that all sides can prioritize mutual respect and tolerance, both of which are needed to maintain peace and harmony. Minister Lukman also urged people to respect Christians who celebrate Christmas and urge Christians who respect those who do not celebrate Christmas. Bali's economy grew 6.17% in the third quarter of this year, exceeding the national average growth of 5.02% year-on-year in the third quarter of this year. Head of the Bali Representative Office of Bank Indonesia, KOSA, Iman Karana, said on Saturday that the growth, however, was lower than 6.54% in the previous quarter. Iman Karana attributed the slower growth in the third quarter of this year to poor performance in government, non-profit agency and household consumption and investment, as well as in construction and in mining sector. He added that decline was also recorded in the procurement of electricity, gas and water, in wholesale and retail trade, in information, communication, financial and health services. Iman Karana predicted that in the fourth quarter of this year, Bali's economy would grow 6.06-6.46%. The tourism sector is expected to grow in the last quarter of this year, especially toward the end of the year. Winter in Europe would cause more holidaymakers from that continent to visit Bali. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Impacts to receive 7-year contract extension. Security forces stationed at Cathedral to assure Christmas security. That was the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news from the archipelago, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Bogor, West Java. The number of thematic parks in Bogor, West Java increased with the presence of Kaolinan Park, which is equipped with 11 traditional and modern children's games. Architectural consultant of Kaolinan Park, Siswanto, told Antara on Friday that every game is designed to train a child motor skills, balance training, creativity, and also part of the sport. Kaolinan Park is located on the edge of the Ciliwung River, integrated with Sempur Field in an area of about 600 square meters. According to Siswanto, the current construction of the park is already in its final stage, approximately 85% of completion. Plan for the inauguration by the city government will coincide with the inauguration of Sempur Field. Kaolinan Park was designed to facilitate children to play and develop motor skills of children with the concept of local culture so that children can be active in the outdoors. It serves as a positive place for the kids to be active and creative so that the future generation will grow into a positive generation. The next news comes from Batam Riau Islands. The checking of the passengers and luggage at Ham Nadim International and Raja Haji Visabilila airports have been tightened after the arrest of terrorist suspects in several areas in Indonesia, including Batam Riau Islands. Riau Islands Police Chief Inspector General Sam Budi Gustian, after deploying troops in Lilin Seligi Operation 2016 in the Dataran Engku Putri Batam, said on Thursday that the checking would be intensified to ensure the dangerous goods in the flights. According to him, the Riau Islands Police will coordinate with the airport security, immigration, customs, and excise to run a more perfect security SOP. In addition, the joint team also made safety and services post at airports and other strategic places in anticipation of insecurity when the number of users of air transport surged at the end of the year. Some said that there are 8,000 joint personnel involved in the Lilin Seligi Operation 2016 throughout the province of Riau Island. Meanwhile, General Manager of Hang Nadim Airport, Batam Suarso, said that in addition to opening two security posts, there are also two health clinics prepared during the long holiday of Christmas 2016 and New Year 2017. The latest news comes from Simalungun, North Sumatra. A total of 100 young Muslims in the district of Ujung Pandang, Simalungun, North Sumatra, were involved in securing the church during Christmas services Sunday, December 25, 2016. Head of Ujung Pandang, Muhammad Fikri Fanani Damanik, said on Thursday that the administration of districts received instruction from the region of Simalungun, GR Saragi, to participate in maintaining conduciveness in every region prior to and during the Christmas celebrations. To that end, the service district government invited youth from across community organizations and Muslim youth to participate in securing worship in churches. He explained, in the district of Ujung Pandang, there are 20 churches in 9 villages, and in every church, there would be 5 escorts to help the youth of the church to safeguard Christmas celebration or worship. They will supervise the people or immigrants who are not local residents in time of worship to anticipate the occurrence of terrorist acts that may disrupt the worship. They were also required to establish coordination with the military and the nearest police if they receive information or know the potential security issues in the church. That was news from Archipelago.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is Edward Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1918. Anwar Sadat, Egyptian lieutenant and politician, third president of Egypt, Nobel Prize laureate, was born. Muhammad Anwar el-Sadat was the third president of Egypt, serving from 15 October 1970 until his assassination by fundamentalist army officers on 6 October 1981. Sadat was a senior member of the three officers who overthrew King Farouk in the Egyptian Revolution of 1952 and a close confidant of President Gamal Abdel Nasser, under whom he served as vice president twice and whom he succeeded as president in 1970. As president, he led Egypt in the Yom Kippur War of 1973 to regain Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, which Israel had occupied since the Six-Day War of 1967, making him a hero in Egypt and for a time the wider Arab world. Afterward, he engaged in negotiation with Israel, culminating in the Egypt-Israel Peace Treaty. This won him and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin the Nobel Peace Prize, making Sadat the first Muslim Nobel laureate. Though reaction to the treaty, which resulted in the return of Sinai to Egypt, was generally favorable among Egyptians, it was rejected by the country's Muslim Brotherhood and leftists in particular, who felt Sadat had abandoned efforts to ensure a Palestinian state. The peace treaty was also one of the primary factors that led to his assassination. Next is from 1989, the deposed president of Romania Nicolae Ceaușescu and his wife, First Deputy Prime Minister Elena, are condemned to death and executed after a summary trial. Nicolae Ceaușescu was a Romanian communist politician. He was generally secretary of the Romanian Communist Party from 1965 to 1989 and as such was the country's second and last communist leader. He was also the country's head of state from 1967 to 1989. After a brief period of relatively moderate rule, Ceaușescu became increasingly brutal and repressive. By some account, his rule was the most rigidly Stalinist in the Soviet bloc. He maintained controls over speech and the media that were very strict even by Soviet bloc standards, and internal dissent was not tolerated. His secret police, the Secretariat, was one of the most ubiquitous and brutal secret police forces in the world. In 1982, with the goal of paying off Romania's large foreign debt, Ceaușescu ordered the export of much of the country's agricultural and industrial production. The resulting extreme shortage of food, fuel, energy, medicines, and other basic necessities drastically lowered living standards and intensified unrest. Ceaușescu's rule was also marked by extensive cult of personality, nationalism, a continuing deterioration in foreign relations even with the Soviet Union and nepotism. After he ordered security forces to fire on anti-government demonstrations in Timișoara on December 17, 1989, the communist government collapsed. Ceaușescu and his wife Elena fled the capital in a helicopter but were captured by the armed forces. On 25th December, the couple were hastily tried and convicted by a special military tribunal on charge of genocide and sabotage of the Romanian economy in an approximately one-hour long show trial. Ceaușescu and his wife were then immediately executed by a fire squad. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI Service Voice of Indonesia with Highlight of the Week. This time, it's Densus 88 successfully captures alleged terrorists. Anti-Terror Special Detachment or Densus 88 managed to capture a suspected terrorist in South Tangerang, Banten. The raids were carried out in a settlement located in Babakan Village, Setu, South Tangerang City, Banten on December 21, 2016. One was successfully secured while three were shot dead for resisting arrest, and some active bombs were found on location. In response to the arrest, President Joko Widodo said, "Now every country is facing the problem of terrorism." Therefore, he asked everybody to raise awareness and help the authorities if there is something suspicious. President Joko Widodo also highly appreciates the detachment 88's success in uncovering terrorist hideout, so terrible things could be prevented. He reiterated that people should be grateful for the quick handling of the problem, because in many other places in the world, the handling occurs only after the terror happened. However, the president still asked the public to increase awareness and participation in efforts to combat acts of terrorism. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives Commission 1 asked the government, especially the security forces, to increase vigilance related to the threat of terror after the discovery of bombs in South Tangerang. Member of Commission 1 Bobby Rizaldi asked the government to increase vigilance since these terror acts occurred simultaneously not only in Indonesia but in Turkey, Germany, and some other countries. He called for intensified coordination among institutions so that there is an optimum vigilance. Bobby requested for more detailed settings in the revised Act, Terrorism Act, regarding managing the threat of terrorism. For example, when there is a threat in the embassies of friendly countries, who will authorize the handlings? The same thing also expressed by Chairman of the House of Representatives Setia Novanto. He appreciated the performance of the police ranks in dealing with terrorism. Besides uncovering the terrorist network in South Tangerang, the police also found bombs in Payakumbuh, West Sumatra, and in some other areas. Novanto asked the public to remain vigilant because, according to the National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian, potential of bomb threats are still there. That was highlight of the week.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan confirmed that Inpex Corporation, operator of Masala Oil Block, will receive a 7-year contract extension. Minister Luhut, during a press conference, said the decision was based upon his meeting with the company in Japan from December 20 to 21, 2016. The Japanese oil and gas company previously asked for a 10-year contract extension reimbursement in compensation for a 2006 to 2016 contract moratorium because of the change in the Masala Block development plan from an offshore to onshore scheme. A total of 116 security forces from the police, military and city administration police have been stationed at Jakarta Cathedral to assure its security during Christmas services at the Catholic Church. Chief of the Indonesian National Development Planning Agency Bambang Brojonegoro said not all regional governments in Indonesia are qualified to issue municipal bonds due to their poor fiscal management. Only regions which have fiscal abilities and proper management of disbursements can issue municipal bonds, he said. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has requested that Japan builds masters in Indonesia. He said at a press conference that he asked the Japanese to build a smelter in Sulawesi. They are going to send a team to consider Morowali, Central Sulawesi, to become their model. Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin called on Christians to celebrate Christmas in simple ways. According to him, this year's Christmas Day should become a momentum to further improve the quality of living in accordance with the values of their religion. Bali's economy grew 6.17% in the third quarter of this year, exceeding the national average growth of 5.02% year-on-year in the third quarter of this year. Head of the Bali Representative Office of Bank Indonesia, Kausa Iman Karana, said on Saturday that the growth, however, was lower than 6.54% in the previous quarter. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing,
connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
My friends, Christians in Indonesia and other parts of the world, I am the Ambassador of Mexico to Indonesia, Federico Salas. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Muchas felicidades, Feliz Navidad y un muy próspero Año Nuevo. Terima kasih.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism, including art and culture, places of interest, and also culinary. Today's edition will be introducing Watu Parunu Beach, Sumba. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Sumba Island is an island in East Nusa Tenggara province. Administratively, the island is made up of Southwestern Sumba, Central Sumba, and East Sumba districts. The largest city is Waingapu, the capital of East Sumba. In Waingapu, there are airports and seaports connecting the island of Sumba with other islands in Indonesia, such as Sumbawa, Flores, and Timor Islands. Watu Parunu Beach is located approximately 130 kilometers from the city of Waingapu, precisely in the district of Wulawajelu, East Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara. It's a little bit far, but you need not worry because the access to tourist attraction is not difficult. From the town of Waingapu, it takes approximately 3 hours. Although most of the way was paved, there are also some bad parts, so it is advisable to use a vehicle that is a bit high and not a sedan. After traveling for more than 3 hours, you will be instantly greeted by wide stretch of coast, very long coastline. This beach has included the south coast, which is directly connected to the Indonesian Ocean, so the waves are pretty big. But the beach is gentle, so it is safe to swim out to the sea. Watu Parunu is famous for its extraordinary beauty, with high cliffs, which from a distance looks like a rock carved by the sea. The name Watu Parunu derived from Sumbanese, which means batu selam or diving stone. No one knows with certainty the origin of the name. According to the story, it was because the beach is very unique and the stone looks like a gate or archway due to the collision of the cliff and the sea, forming a tunnel or the gate. But what is interesting, the gate that never changed or damaged over the years by the fierce wave. Watu Parunu Beach is so typical. At the end of the beach, there is a towering rock with streaks of unique rocks that seem carved by the sea. This hill section is made of stones with holes. In the vicinity of this beach, you can also camp, because around the coast, there are no stalls selling food and drinks, then you are suggested to bring sufficient supplies. Cooking food and enjoying coffee at night, looking at the sky full of stars, will inevitably lead to a distinct impression. Memories that is not easy to forget. Also, from up the hill in this Parunuwatu beach, you will get a superb view of gorgeous sunrise. Therefore, it is recommended that you stay at the beach so you can see the beautiful sight. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today, featuring Watu Parunu Beach in Sumba. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Arirwood Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in our regular program Miscellany, today with the topic Clean Up the House Before Christmas. Listener, 25th December is the feast day in the Christian community around the world. In Indonesia, this holiday is called Natal or Christmas. In the Western tradition, the celebration of Christmas also contains non-religious aspects. Among the Christmas tradition that originated in the West are the Christmas tree as well as the story of Santa Claus. Welcome Christmas in 2016, GoClean, a service based on online application from online company, present an event team Natal Nyaman with GoClean in 6 big cities in Indonesia. This event is form of contribution from GoClean to help cleaning worship house in celebrating Christmas. There are about 300 talents of GoClean voluntarily clean up 50 worship houses for Christian in 6 big cities. There are 20 regencies in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi, 5 regencies in Semarang, Central Java, and 8 regencies in Surabaya, East Java. Outside Java Island, the event is held in Bali and Medan, North Sumatra. Dayu Dara, co-founder and co-head Go Life, said that through cleaning up event in Natal Nyaman with Go Clean, the company wants to create comfortable nuance for Christian in worshiping. She also stated that her site also has been conducted the same event in another religious day in Indonesia or at the Independence Day of Indonesia. According to her, through this event, GoClean provides chance for people to help and share with each other. Dara added that all talent of GoClean who participate in this event are very enthusiastic and happy because they can share goodness and create comfortable nuance for worshipping. Dara further explained that this event is held voluntarily since 21st until 25th December 2016. This event is not the first time held by cleaning service provider. In the last Ramadan 2016, hundreds of talents GoClean also voluntarily cleaned 100 mosques in Jakarta, Depok, Bekasi, and South Tangerang, including iconic mosque in the capital city. Besides, in the commemoration of Independence Day of Indonesia, on the last 17 August, all talent of Go Clint also clean up Fathahila Museum in Kota Tua in Jakarta. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today's edition. See you again in another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
My friends, stulur-stulur in Indonesia and other parts of the world, I am Chevron Kartikromo, Syarsedi Affairs, Suriname Embassy to Indonesia, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year 2016. May we enjoy many more years together as friends, and I hope that with the will and the blessings of the Almighty, all your wishes will come true in the next year. Thank you.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters and emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Najim Udin in India. He sent his email through english@voi.co.id on December 7th, 2016. This year, Mr. Najim Udin and his club will ready to celebrate club anniversary on coming month of January 23rd. Because of that, Mr. Najim Udin asked to send him some materials for the exhibition and souvenirs. Hello, Mr. Najim Udin. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. As your request, we will deliver it to related division. Well, Mr. Najim Udin, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Special for you and your club, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. Oh, listener, now we will replay an email from Takas Rudolph in Romania. He was listening to RRI Palangkaraya through frequency of 3325 kHz with the simple 24232. Hello, Mr. Takas Rudolph. Thank you for your email date December 17, 2016. We are really glad because RRI Palangkaraya broadcasting can be monitored in your country. But unfortunately, it is not Voice of Indonesia broadcasting. If you want to hear our radio, you can tune in www.voi.co.id or through frequency 9525 kHz. Voice of Indonesia broadcast in 7 foreign languages, namely English, German, Arabic, Spanish, Japanese, Mandarin, and French, as well as Indonesian language as our nation language. And if you want to know about VOI in detail, please visit our website www.voi.co.id. Well, Mr. Takas Rudolph, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Damai terasa sejukkan dunia, bersuka cita lah Natal telah tiba. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Pierre Mufzulu in Central Africa. We received your email dated December 3rd, 2016. If you want to monitor our radio, please tune in www.voi.co.id or through frequency 9525 kHz. Voice of Indonesia also broadcast in French language, but if you want to hear in other foreign language, we also broadcast in English, German, Arabic, Spanish, Japanese, Mandarin, and also Indonesian. And you can find our 24 hours language service and transmission scheduled Voice of Indonesia on our website www.voi.co.id. After you monitor our radio, you can send your reception report of our broadcast to us, so we will know how well our signal can be received in your country. Well, Mr. Pierre Muvzolo keeps listening to our broadcast, and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send us your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 101110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Kecil kita merindukan Natal, hadiah yang indah dan menawar. Namun tak menyadari seorang bayi telah lahir bawa keselamatan untuk manusia. Agar dunia yang hilang diselamatkan dari hukuman kekal. Waktu pun berlalu, kita pun tahu anugerah yang besar dari Bapa yang relakan anaknya disiksa dan disalibkan di Bukit Kalvari karena kita dia menderita. Diselamatkan dari hukuman.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.